Welcome to the Simply Authentic Podcast with Angie and Tanya. We are real estate pros, entrepreneurs, leadership gurus, and community enthusiasts. Our passion is sharing our experiences to enrich the lives of others. We hope to inspire you to live authentically.
Welcome back to the Simply Authentic Podcast. I'm Tanya Murfin.
And I'm Angie Mullings. And today we are talking about advocacy in general, and what realtors do to advocate on behalf of the clients that we serve, all consumers mm-hmm. really, in terms of private property rights.
Mm-hmm. And homeownership rights, yes.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people, when you think of a realtor, Angie, obviously the first thing that comes to mind is, we're going to help you buy or sell a property, mm-hmm. right?
Sure.
And I would even venture to say that there are a lot of realtors that are not involved at the local level, the state level, the national level, mm-hmm. that they have no idea how much advocacy goes on behind the scenes on behalf of our organization as realtors mm-hmm. and also on behalf of all of us homeowners,
right? Right. And it's so important, honestly, Tanya, it's something that I have in my listing packet
yeah.
so that I can remember and explain to clients how important it is, because they, as an individual within their legislative district, they might know mm-hmm. who their legislator is, and I hope they do, mm-hmm. but with one voice, it's hard to accomplish anything.
Yes.
However, absolutely. When you are speaking for 2,600 at the local level and 26,000 at the state level and mm-hmm. over 1 million nationally, we do have a big voice, and it's a collective voice. We all are on the same page when it comes to the things that we advocate for and the things we believe in.
Yes.
And again, those are private property rights.
Absolutely. So before we get started here and we talk about the days that we go actually to visit our legislators in Jeff City, which mm-hmm. you did last week, mm-hmm. let's tell our listeners about the advocacy level locally here. So you have served as what we call an RPAC chair, mm-hmm. and that is the Realtor Party
Political Action
Committee.
Right.
What is it, Tanya? Okay. Realtor Political Action Committee.
Right.
Now, that tell us what that actually means here locally, and then mm-hmm. how that branches out to our state and our national.
Right. So there is an RPAC at every level of our association. And basically what that is, we're the fundraising arm of our advocacy efforts. So there's really two entities. One is the Realtor Party. Mm-hmm. The Realtor Party is one that goes and advocates on behalf of, like we've been talking about, clients and our industry. Mm-hmm. And then there's the fundraising arm, which I was chair of at the local level. And all those efforts are to engage our local realtors mm-hmm. and help them understand why they want to put money into the pack, if you will. Because, again, all these things that we're going to talk about today take money. Mm-hmm. And we have goals that we need to meet at the local, state, and the national level
correct.
In order to be able to carry out those advocacy efforts.
Yes, absolutely. So thank you for that background. Mm-hmm. So now let's talk about, you guys went to Realtor Days
yes.
at the Capitol last mm-hmm. week, so mm-hmm. this is all fresh in your mind.
Right.
And tell us what that looks like. I have been before, mm-hmm. so I know, mm-hmm. but tell our listeners what that looks like, what the opportunity you have to meet with local legislators, mm-hmm. and then we will get into the different things that you guys talked about last
yeah.
week and what's on our radar this year as Missouri Realtors.
Right. Well, I want to start out by saying, just like how we interact with our clients and our consumers, it's about relationship building.
Yes.
So if I went to the state capitol and wanted to pull a legislator off the floor and have a conversation with them, I first must have a relationship with them. I mean,
of course.
When we go to the Capitol, these realtor days are each association throughout the state, and there are, I want to say 37 or 38 different associations across the state, and each of them have a day.
Okay.
So it's a day where they can go and talk to their specific legislators. Mm-hmm. So we do go up as a group, and we do pull the legislators off the floor unless we can catch them in their office or they come to meet us or something. But typically, I'm going to go to the House floor, I'm going to give my card to the page, and they're going to go and get Melanie Stinnett, for example, from Springfield. And she is going to see who it is, and because we have a relationship, I know Melanie, she's going to come out and visit with me because she knows that I'm there on behalf of the Realtor Association.
Right.
So let me back that up. A lot of this is, there's a lot of layers to this. So let's explain what a SPC is, which is a state political coordinator.
Yes.
And each SPC within our organization is assigned to a specific legislator, whether it be a representative or a senator.
Right.
We each are assigned one. And when you do that, that then your responsibility as an SPC is to get to know that particular legislator. Understand what's important to them, because we want their support, but we also want to support the things. Very often they align with the things that we have going on.
Yeah.
So we want to be supportive of them as well. So I want to make this clear to those of you, because I've talked to a lot of associations out there, different associations, not just the realtor organization. But I know nonprofits, I've spoken to nonprofits before about how do you guys do so well at the state level? And again, there are a certain number of things that you have to keep in mind. And one is that, again, it's about relationships.
Yeah.
I meet with Melanie when she's back in the district. We have coffee and whatever so that we can catch up. And I know, again, what her kind of agenda is for the year. And she has an idea of what we're working on so that hopefully we can work together. So...
And for the layperson, I can picture what you're talking about. You give your card, and they go in, and she, you know, comes out for a moment. We go as a united force as realtors, and it's very important that our legislators know as a body, Missouri Realtors and all of these local boards and realtors are taking time out of their work schedule to come up on this one day that you're given that is your segment, you know, it's your day for GSBOR. And you're telling them what's important to you, and you're listening what's important to them. So that relationship, as you mentioned before, is fortified.
Right.
And so that if there were any different laws or something, some sort of legislation coming across that maybe didn't bode well for homeowners, that you've already made your appearance, she's spoken to you, she's had coffee with you, and that goes for everybody else who is, you know, kind of massaging their legislator in their district. That is the whole idea behind this, is that they hear you and they hear what our platform is as realtors this year.
Yeah, and that's underscored by the fact that we do have lobbyists.
Yes,
we have lobbyists in at the state capitol and at the and in D.C. as well. And our lobbyists are well known, and they understand. But our lobbyists get their marching orders from the association. They don't go out there and and come up with things on their own. They are given a set of tasks and parameters that we want to be sure and reinforce at the state and national level.
Right.
So the other thing to be aware of is when we go and we are going on these realtor days is that we don't, once I pull a legislator off the floor, I am not just rambling about all kinds of things. They don't.
Right.
Especially when we were there this last time, Melanie had a bill that was about to get called and she was going to have to speak on it. So she didn't have much time.
Right.
So we usually go with three or four specific asks, if you will, things that we want to be sure and that they understand that we are behind and that are important to us and the consumer that we serve.
Right.
And so we always each year We have a different list of what sure. those three or four top topics are that happen to be, you know, that hot button for the year.
Right.
So we're not just rambling. I've got, oh, and we have this nice handout that we give them. Mm-hmm. And so that she's listening, but and to reinforce that, she's got something she can take back to her office yep. and really look over. I also try to know who's sponsoring the bills that we're backing mm-hmm. So that she can look up specific bills, who has that particular bill, and maybe have a conversation
yeah.
with that legislator.
That's what I was gonna say. Draws it to her attention. If
right.
maybe that's not on her radar yet, she could go talk to them and hear their side of it, or, you know, maybe they are on the same side of the fence.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
So, Angie, here in a moment, we're going to talk about what those topics are mm-hmm. that you guys talked about last week. But first, we are going to take a small break to hear a word from our sponsor.
Real Talk, Real Industry Insights. Simply Authentic is the podcast where realtors and referral partners get the conversations they actually want to hear. I'm Jack Langley at Gershman Mortgage. We've been helping home buyers and real estate professionals for over 70 years, and we know that success just isn't about transactions. It's about knowledge, relationships, and having the right tools to grow. That's why we're proud to host Simply Authentic in our studio, bringing you the most relevant, real, and sometimes challenging conversations that help us all get better. Tune in, subscribe, and let's keep this industry moving forward together. Simply Authentic, recorded at the Gershman Mortgage Studios, available wherever you get your podcast.
Okay, so Angie, you went to the Capitol last week.
Mm-hmm.
We've got maybe four different measures that we are looking at this year in the mm-hmm. legislative arena, and we are advocating for. Tell us what you learned last week and what those are.
Right. Well, I would say one of the biggest categories for us is anything that has to do with economic development.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we want to be sure that our state is growing, because that means more people coming in, more houses.
Mm-hmm.
That's an increase to the housing industry. So really, broadband right now is a really hot topic, and
okay.
it's something
yep.
that we are really keeping a close eye on and making sure there's a lot of conversation about broadband
yeah.
because it's been a focus for a while. And we know that a lot of the areas that we serve are underserved when it comes to broadband.
Right.
We have a lot of rural areas.
Right.
So that is a hot topic for us.
Mm-hmm.
We really want to make sure that our legislators know that we're behind whatever they can do
mm-hmm.
to support broadband in the state of Missouri.
Yeah. And I just want to say, just from a personal perspective, I didn't understand until I got involved at the Missouri Realtors level
mm-hmm.
how involved Missouri Realtors is in the economy of Missouri.
Absolutely.
And bringing in big business here
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
Not only soliciting them, but also entertaining them and showing them areas of Missouri that might work.
Right.
I know that there was a lot of talk a few years ago about the Columbia area and how the major highways kind of intersect around
yes.
that area
yeah.
and bringing different modes of transportation to
mm-hmm.
that area.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's fascinating when you start listening and you read an article or two, or you're at a conference or two like we go
yeah.
to, and you listen and hear things that are going on behind the scenes that have been going on for years that Missouri Realtors and legislators have been involved in the economic growth of Missouri.
Right, right. It's absolutely essential that we have, and that's what broadband supports, right? If
exactly.
we don't have broadband, then companies don't want to come
that's
here
right.
and they don't want to move or they don't want to employ people here. You know, if they don't come, we don't employ people.
Right.
Our employment rate, you know, unemployment rate goes up. So all those things work together, if you will. And
yeah.
it's really important. You know, most cities, towns have an economic development department, and those people are responsible. And sometimes it's the chamber within these small towns that go out and try to solicit business. But in addition to that, you're right, they usually contact a local realtor to come along with them on that visit
yeah.
so that they can kind of highlight some of the things that their clients are interested in
mm-hmm.
and what they hear from their clients that are important to them.
Yeah.
So really important. You know, and the other thing on economic development I'll just touch on is historic tax credits.
Mm-hmm.
We've been backing those tax credits. They've been threatened to go away for a long time, but we really really do support allowing that program to continue as it always has. It's not hurting anything, and mm-hmm. so why not continue giving those tax credits where necessary?
Sure. What was something else that you guys talked about?
You know, there's a couple of things that when it comes to, again, private property rights, there's a lot of things going on right now with overnight rentals, with tenants' rights versus landlord rights. And again, we want to protect, we understand that tenants have right, but we also want to protect that homeowner, mm-hmm. that they have the right to do with that property whatever they want to do with that property. Mm-hmm. So there is a lot of legislation that, unfortunately, it's kind of trickling down to Missouri or to Springfield now, but it's been going on in Kansas City and St. Louis. Mm-hmm. And anytime they have an issue, we're all on board with trying to help them support the other side of that, because it could be in our backyard as well very soon.
Absolutely.
So we're looking at that. And then really the only other thing that was of major discussion because of the lawsuit that we had last year, we need a tweak in the constitutional language that says that we need to work with buyers the same way we work with sellers, mm-hmm. in terms of getting a signed document before we are actually employed by that person. So mm-hmm. that's a result of the lawsuit. So I'm very confident that will get done. I'm very confident that broadband will continue to be important to all legislators. Mm-hmm. Really, I think all of our issues that we talked about at the state capitol, I think that we have the support. Mm-hmm. I don't think we have anything that's really controversial at this point.
Good. Well, so that's a good place to be,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So what would you say, and how would you promote a realtor that's listening to this and that has no idea what we're talking about? They didn't know that we even go to our legislators and we talk to them and we support them, and we have lobbyists on the floor that mm-hmm. that speak on our behalf and all of the homeowners' behalf. What would you tell a realtor if they heard this and were shocked and wanted to get involved in the advocacy effort?
So many ways that you can get involved. As I mentioned, we have SPCs, those state political coordinators. We're looking for people to represent us to those legislators in all parts of Missouri. Mm-hmm. So even though GSBOR only covers Webster, Christian, and Greene County, mm-hmm. if you are listening and you are a member of Tri-Lakes, well, they may have a legislator that they don't have a realtor to pair up with them. So mm-hmm. you may have a relationship that maybe you could step in and say, hey, I know, you know, whoever that legislator is, and I'd be happy to be their SPC. Also at the local level. So most of us are drilling that same concept down to the local level. Mm-hmm. So for Greater Springfield Board of Realtors, we have people locally that are LPCs, mm-hmm. local political coordinators, to match up with all of our county officials and our city officials, not just in Springfield, but in all the counties that we serve. So Nixa, Ozark, Republic, Rogersville, Stratford, you name it. If they're in Christian, Webster, or Greene County, mm-hmm. we want at least one realtor to be a resource for every political figure that is in those counties.
Right.
So that, again, we serve as a resource. So if you're interested, I would encourage you first to reach out to your local association,
yes.
and see where you might plug yourself in. Mm-hmm. If all those positions are taken, then most all associations have a RPAC committee or an advisory group or something that you might be able to sit on just to get your mm-hmm. feet wet and yeah. understand yeah. really what the concept is.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would like to say, going beyond the Realtor Association, if you are interested in advocacy and you are representing the Heart Association or any other nonprofit out mm-hmm. there, I would be happy to meet with your group and talk to you about what are the steps to get to where you need to go in terms of building those relationships and having a great advocacy effort, because mm-hmm. we all know that money is trying to be cut to all kinds of programs,
sure.
right?
Yep.
And so no one's going to advocate on behalf of you except for, you know, for your association, unless you do.
Yeah.
You know, and like I said, our clients are fortunate because they do have us. Tanya, I want to be sure that we highlight a couple of big wins that we have had over the last, well, over the last 10 years, let's say.
Agree.
Because I want to be able to give our listeners a real life example of how that has impacted them in their own homes and their day-to-day spending.
Yep.
So in 2015, we put forth a constitutional amendment, and it was to say that there would not, in the future, there would not, the legislators would not be able to have a transfer tax or impose a transfer tax. Mm-hmm. Now, what does that mean? So if you go to sell a, it's anything that's licensed or anything that has a deed. So if you were to go to sell your home, and we know that there are costs involved in that process. But one of the things they were wanting to institute at that time was what was called a transfer tax. There are states who have that. And basically, Tanya, if I wanted to sell my house to you, I would pay an additional tax just to be able to do that.
Yes.
So just for me to transfer the deed to you, I would pay a tax. And obviously that was not real property rights. That really imposed some restrictions on people who are not, don't have the ability to pay that tax. So we went out into the public. We got a constitutional amendment, and it did pass handily in 2015.
Yes.
Then a few years after that, we had another big win with sales tax, taxes on services. So if you think about the real estate transaction, you start with your mortgage lender, and then you have a realtor, then you have to have your house appraised, and you want to get it inspected, and maybe not just home inspection, maybe you want a well and septic inspection.
And you want to get it cleaned.
And you want to get it cleaned, and then you want...
You need to hire the lawn service.
And then you need it inspected for termites, and now you've got a termite service involved. And then the closing company. So on every one of those services, you would pay a tax on.
There would be a tax,
There would be a tax on that service.
Yes.
You just got your hair cut, looks lovely.
Yeah, you would
have had to pay a tax on that.
You're right.
You go to the dentist, the doctor.
Any kind of service.
Think about the number of services that we employ on a daily basis. And those services right now are not taxed. Under what they were proposing at that time, those services would be taxed. So again, we went on the offensive, and we went out into the public, and we got a campaign together, and we were joined by the Mortgage Bankers Association and lots of others, but we were the leading force on that to get a constitutional amendment to stop taxes on services.
And that's a huge deal.
It's a huge deal.
When you start thinking about all the services that you, just on a weekly basis, that you use. I know people don't buy and sell a home weekly. But when you do, if there were a huge tax imposed that's not there right now, it really could prevent a lot of people from actually being able to move.
Right. And then think about those service providers that they're just dependent on. All your beauty providers, like, you know, anyone who gives hair services or nailed services or any of those, if people, those services are already have a cost to them, but it could cut out some of those people going to have those things done if they have to pay an additional tax on it now. So it really hurts some 1099 people who, you know, entrepreneurs who have these businesses because people might stop using that service. And then, you know, it hurts the consumer in that they might not get those services because of the tax. Now, I do want to tell you that there are, I believe it's four different bills in the legislature right now that would reverse that decision that the taxpayers voted on back when we did this, which I want to say was 2019, but I might not have that year exactly right. So just know that they're trying to do something. Now they want to say that they would do away with income taxes. Well, you know, you really got to look at that. They're looking at a way to, because there are other states, and by the way, most of those states who have done away with income taxes are not in the best shape. You know,
right.
They're not in the shape that Missouri is right. In terms of physical responsibility. So
right.
Anyway, you just have to, you have to understand what the pros and cons are of things. Yep. And we really are truly still in the corner. And our lobbyists have been going to hearings and testifying on behalf of the Realtor Association in terms of, nope, we don't want taxes on
right.
services.
We, yes.
we need to stay away from that. And yep. we've already had a vote of the people that said, yeah, we don't want that. So why should we reverse that?
Exactly. Yeah. So stay tuned to that. Obviously, mm-hmm. it's still in legislation and mm-hmm. maybe for a while because they may be arguing about it.
Yeah.
But we'll continue to fight on the homeowners
Absolutely.
And our career, mm-hmm. our profession's behalf to mm-hmm. try to keep that sales tax off of us.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure. One other thing I wanted to point out, Angie, before we wrap up mm-hmm. is last year there were some changes in our industry that really had NAR, the National Association of Realtors, on the defense of why you need to hire a professional, mm-hmm. a realtor, to help you with the biggest transaction of your life,
right?
Right. And in the need and necessity to continue to promote our value, mm-hmm. you're going to start seeing new commercials come out from the National Association of Realtors. And the new slogan is going to be Right By You. So it begins airing, I think, like right now. I pulled this, I got the Google out, and I pulled this up hot off the press.
Uh-huh.
And so it really, the first wave is entitled Don't DIY. It's a lighthearted take on the challenges and potential consequences of going it alone in the purchase or sale of real estate. And then 6 years ago, NAR rolled out their award-winning slogan of That's Who We Are.
Right.
And we've stood by that and mm-hmm. behind that and used that
mm-hmm.
for 6 years now. And so even though that's not going away, that will kind of fall down on the bottom of Right By You, just promoting the platform that you should hire someone that is experienced and promoting our value
right.
and what's behind it and everything that we bring to the table to help the consumer buy or sell real estate.
You know, Tanya, I think that fits right in with what we've been talking about today. And Right By You, we're right by you to help advocate on your behalf, to make sure that those rights, you fight really hard. It's the American dream to have a
yeah.
home, to have land, to have the property that you have always dreamed of, family farms and all those properties that have been in your family for a long time.
Yeah.
We're really fighting hard to make sure that you can continue to use that in the way, the fashion that you want to use that property. And it's so critically important. So we are right by you
yes.
to do that.
Absolutely. I love it. That's a great way to end on.
Yeah.
So next time you hire a realtor, ask them about what they're advocating for and see what they tell you. We appreciate Gershman letting us record with them. And if you listened to this episode and you didn't know it, or you know a friend who would like to know it, please share it with them and find us on social media and like and follow us.
And you know, your feedback is always important to us. If you have a comment or a suggestion, we would always love to hear it.
Appreciate it. Thanks for listening.
See you next time.
Find today's full video by searching the Simply Authentic Podcast on YouTube. Hit subscribe, and there you will find full videos of every episode.